All right, I don't get to say this all that often, but we are going live to Hong Kong. Our friend Jamie Terabay from CNN is with us. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I always wanted to go to Hong Kong.
Well, it's very steamy here right now, so I don't know if we'd care for it in the summertime.
Oh, yeah, geez.
It's rainy, it's steamy, it's wet, and very, very hot.
Well, congratulations to all these folks in Thailand. It's amazing. All 12 boys and their coach have been freed today. What are you hearing as far as their conditions and such?
You know, I just like you, I think it's they're few and far between stories that we get to report on that are actually, you know, fun and good and have a happy ending.
Exactly.
And this seems to be one that, you know, I mean, it's such an extraordinary moment, not just for these boys, but for their community. You watch these families just be so, I kind of wonder how they all managed to hold it together, because
yeah.
I don't know that I would have.
Yeah.
The last set of boys, they took them out in groups of four through this incredibly just unbelievable trek underwater in the dark through very narrow passages, replacing oxygen tanks in the middle of this journey.
Right.
The sort of the mental strength of these children is really extraordinary. A couple of them, they've all lost a few pounds, so they're undernourished. Some of them are starting to eat solid food again. They were still in quarantine because everyone wants to make sure that they haven't sort of whatever they might have ingested while they were under water, underground for so many days hasn't sort of inflicted them permanently. So they're being thoroughly, thoroughly checked, and they've been able to see their families for the most part through a glass window, which I think would be heartbreaking, but also so incredibly reassuring. And it's just been this miraculous moment for this community and for the Thai people. And, you know, like you, we've all been watching from around the world, just completely engrossed with the fate of these boys.
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing story, and it, excuse me, it looked bad a week or so ago, maybe, you know, and it was like, oh, geez, they're doing their best, but this is such a tough journey to freedom.
Right.
They were attached, the boys were attached to a diver by a thin line. They had a full face diving mask. And then rescuers needed to hold the boys' oxygen tanks in front of them to squeeze through these submerged holes. And each boy, as I said, was accompanied by two divers. I mean, it's just an amazing story. It's going to be a movie.
Well, we understand that there are at least two film producers already at the scene.
I'm sure.
I'm not surprised. But, you know, I mean, it was for so long. I mean, first of all, it was over a week before anyone knew whether they were even still alive.
Right.
And then when they were located, the idea of how to reach them and how to get them out, when people were just talking about blowing up sides of the mountain to open areas where they could reach them through the, you know, above ground rather than through the water.
Wow.
And let's not forget that a retired Thai Navy SEAL died on his way back because he ran out of air. And all the experts were saying that this was the most dangerous option to get them out. So it really was this extremely complicated, very intricate maneuver that they all carried out, and they did it, and everyone came out safely, and it's just extraordinary.
Yeah, it's been an amazing few weeks, and one of the things that struck me so much, even, you know, like a week or so ago when they were first showing videos of these kids, most of them were smiling and giving the peace sign, and you know, it was amazing because you'd think they'd be flipping out. I know I would.
I you know, I'm the same, and I think that, you know, for all of the anger and sort of unhappiness that people had obviously put on the shoulders of the coach for having them in the cave in the first place, I think that, you know, everyone wrote letters, the kids and the coach wrote letters to everyone outside,
yeah,
and he really sort of apologized. But I think at the same time, He did so much, we have to assume, to keep them like level-headed, to have them not panic, and to have them stay alive until they were found. I mean, you could imagine, you know, it was raining and the caves were filling with water. And you know, no one, we don't know if they panicked or not, but they did, whether they tried to swim and got blocked. He managed to hold 12 boys, 12 teenage boys, you know, together and have them not lose, you know, hope, number one, and to stay focused and stay zen. And I think there was meditation involved.
Wow.
But really, I mean, you know, I'm sure he's going to take this to, you know, his grave, that this happened. But he also needs to be sort of commended for managing to keep their spirit so stable, to ensure that they had the mental faculties and the capacity to get out, because that was also a huge, huge thing to consider.
Yeah, and they're all in hospitals now being checked out. They're in isolation or whatever, because everyone's got to figure out how they're doing physically. And we had heard the other day that there's some lung issues that could happen because of bat feces and things like that that they inhaled during those number of weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we heard that at least two have some kind of a lung infection. But yeah, I mean, it's just they're being checked out, not only physically but also mentally. They're going to be talking to people, obviously, you know, and to sort of help them come through this experience in a way that hopefully doesn't sort of scar them forever.
Yeah.
One of the really heartening things that I'm sure you've been seeing is, you know, this has been happening as the World Cup has been going on, and we've seen a lot of really lovely moments of support from football stars around the world.
Right.
Apparently, I hope I'm not spoiling the results for anyone, but French player Pogba sort of put a shout out to the boys after the match with Belgium today. And, you know, they were also invited to come and watch the World Cup final, but they'll still be in quarantine. So they will watch it just on a big screen somewhere where they're still safe and not allowed out of the country. Can you imagine the parents saying, yeah, sure, just get on a plane and go to Russia?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. You know, aside from that former Navy SEAL who passed away, this is one of the most amazing stories we've seen in a long time. And again, it's going to be a major motion picture at some point, I'm sure.
I just love that there were so many people around the world involved. So yeah. Many people from so many countries came to help. And that really was a beautiful moment of solidarity.
Yeah, very cool. Jamie Terabay from CNN back with us live from Hong Kong. Thank you so much, as always. What is it, 8 in the morning there?
It's almost 9.
Okay. It's almost 6 here. So. But
well, have a great night.
You too.